That's his Polly Firth.
In Wolvercoke.
In Wolvercoke, yes. And how long have you been here?
In this house or in Wolvercoke?
In Wolvercoke altogether.
21.
Since you were
1921? No. Well, do you know how old I am?
I know you're 93, aren't you?
No, I must be 92 next month.
Really?
But I've lived in Wolvercote all my life.
Yes, yes, have you?
So that's answered.
But your parents lived here too, did they? Did
you? Yeah. Well, my parents were rather elderly when I was born.
Hmm.
Yeah.
What did they do, Mrs. Tollett? What was their job?
Well, my father was a baker, and he worked till he was over 84 years.
Where Roland Close is now, is it?
Roland Close. My godfather owned that, and a very nice house that was there, and all that ground, a lovely orchard.
Because there was a bakehouse there, wasn't
there?
Well,
that's where my father worked.
I see, yeah.
And all that ground where your houses are built,
yeah.
That was a lovely orchard.
I see.
That's going back a bit.
And your mother just kept house, did she?
Yes. Mm.
Yes, and you lived in Wolvercote.
My mother, before she married my father, was a housekeeper to a clergyman who was made of... He was Bishop Richardson.
Oh, yes.
Lived up at Wolvercote Vicarage.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
So she was a good housekeeper, was she?
No, I'll say nothing again. I mean... yeah, she was all right. But...
So anyway, you grew up in Wolvercote.
I did, I grew up in Wolvercote.
Yes, yeah, so you're a Wolvercote family, really.
Well, yes.
So, why did you join the WI then? What made you join? When you, what was it? Your mother who belonged, or?
Oh, my mother had been dead years then. Oh. My mother and father had been dead. I couldn't tell you how long.
Yes. So you just joined on your own.
Well, I am. Of course, the institutes have been going some time, and. My father died first. He was 94. You know, this isn't Women's Institute.
No, it's all right. No, it's fine.
Anyway, he was 94 and he died. And you don't want details, but he was never ill. He just died of old age. And then my mother lived to be 84, but she got very old and decrepit and that.
Mm.
And when she died, we'd moved here in this house. Not this house, no, that's a lie. A house that was there, it's half pulled down now. And when she died, I got one son. And... he wasn't very old then, and I was here and just him, and then that I had several friends here. Sad to say, they're all gone, these people now that first started the institute. Mm. And I had to go out to work. We did it up to in those days to earn a living, because. You don't know, the money was very scarce. We didn't get much.
Yeah.
And we didn't grumble like they do today.
Yeah.
Everybody's poor today.
Yeah. I think that's right.
If you don't want to hear this, say
no,
so.
No, you know I do.
And then one of the other people, my friends, they said, to go back a bit more, I think... You know the village all by now, don't
yes,
you?
Yes, yes.
Well, I think I'm right in saying that the Institute started the subscriptions for
that's
that.
That's right. Yes, that's quite right.
The money was... The grain was given them by the Duke of Marlborough.
That's right.
Oh,
you've got all the details.
Well, you're asking me.
No, you've got it all right. Yes.
And then they got enough, well, before they got enough money, because it didn't cost what it does to build today, and started it, the Institute, and then they got other people interested to give subscriptions. And the village all got built. Well, it does come into the Institute farther on a good bit. And they gave, when it was finally finished, they gave, well, they bought the piano and gave it and sort of furnished it. And if you ever had a chance to go in the hall, I think there's a plaque up there.
Yes.
Have you been in the hall?
I have been in the hall, yes. Yes, yes, and there's the banner there, of course, isn't there?
Well, that's more recent years, that banner.
Mm. With the woman with the group.
Oh, yes, yes. That was a cooperative work. Different
really?
Women worked on that.
Yes, yes.
That isn't, well, it is getting on, but not all that old that you wanted to know about.
Yes, yes. So.
And then there's a board down there. Stop me if I go on. If I get on the theme, you know.
No, you carry on.
The vicar informed me. I said I was going to, you were. Someone was coming to see me, Ben Institute. Ah, well, Mrs. Tully, he said, you won't be lost for words. I said, oh, vicar, don't give me that character. But anyway, did you see the board with the
I haven't seen, no, I haven't seen the board with the presidents, but I saw, as I say, I saw the banner, you know, with the goose girl on it.
Yeah, that's right. Well, that was to do with the meadow. Perhaps they told you,
didn't
they?
Yes, yes, yes.
Well,
yes.
You saw that when you went to look at the books.
That's right, yes, that's it. But, so, did they come and ask you for money then? Was that how you joined, or what made you join?
We haven't got there yet.
Oh, all right, sorry.
So there was a few people, older women, and they said they'd like an institute formed. I forget who was, whether it was Miss Fletcher who was the first president. I got a lot of literature there before the war.
Yes. Miss Dumaresque was one of the early people, wasn't
Miss who?
Dumaresque, is it?
Miss Dumaresque, oh, she was a later one.
Yeah, oh, she was later.
Well,
wasn't
she wasn't all that late, but not the beginning.
Yes.
Yes, Miss Dumaresque.
Dumaresque, is it? Yes,
yes.
Yeah. So, anyway, you carry on.
We should get there in the end. Like, if I read a book and there's too much detail, I miss it. I must consider other people. Well, and so these people, they said, oh, come and join there. My mother was gone, I'd just got my boy, he was only a baby, but they said, oh, will you join our institute? We're going to start an institute here. And of course I had to get permission to and that. And it started with a few women. And I don't think I could have joined at the very beginning, but a few months after. But that's how it started. There wasn't very many. And of course, this was only a village then.
Yeah.
And there wasn't the same interest. We weren't in the city, and people didn't go down to the city so much, they hadn't got the money to go with.
Yeah.
So anything like that, sort of, they were interested in, and it started off very well.
So what did you do, what did you do at meetings, Mrs.?
Oh! If you want to sit here for an hour or two, you can see what we did at meetings. I'm really being artful. Still, it's your fault. We formed a committee, you know, treasurer and secretary and all that. And I think I went on all of it by being treasurer.
Yes.
Assistant, mind you. And then they wanted me to be president. I said, no, thank you.
I think there's somebody outside. Shall I just check?
Quite all right, no.
She had other things to do, I think. What about your husband? Did he like the idea of your joining?
Well, sad to say, my husband was killed in the First World War.
Mm.
And we didn't have very long together. And I joined after he was gone, because you see, as I said, there was just me and my son here. And that's when I went to work up at Wolcott. This is an institute, Wolcott Vicarage, but it sort of comes in.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And I worked there for over 22 years till they left Wolcott.
Really? You worked for the vicar, did you?
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, work, I don't know. They were nice people. They treated me as a friend. Mm. Used to go away with their three children. We used to go away together while they went away. And what I didn't do for them, it didn't matter.
So, but it wasn't the vicar who got you to join then. It was
friends. Oh, that vicar, poor, that vicar's gone. His wife are dead, both of them now.
Mm.
That's a few years ago, you know. Mm.
But the vicar didn't persuade you to join then.
Oh,
it was friends of yours who...
No, that was just ordinary people live round by me that joined. Her mother, well, her mother's died. Mm. And all of them, every one of them have died, have gone. Mm. Now, there isn't nobody else about Wolcott that knew Institute at that time.
What sort of people were they who created it? Were they the best, better off women or what?
Real sort of country women.
Mm.
Yeah, in that time.
Mm.
Just real. As I said, Wolcott was only a village then.
Mm.
And people were a rather different standard, as you must know that.
Mm. But were they the best educated ones or...
Well,
what?
Nobody was well educated like that. We just went to the ordinary little village school.
Mm. Mm. Were they connected with the church?
Not all of them, oh no. It wasn't it didn't matter who belonged.
Mm. You could be any religion or not.
Yes, oh yes.
Mm.
Non-religious thing it was.
Mm. But were they all people living round here?
Yes, people lived round here when it started.
Mm.
Older people, I mean, they were to me then, because I was only about 25 or so then when I joined.
But how could you go to meetings if you had a young baby to look after?
Yes, well, I did have someone to mind him.
Oh. I wondered if they helped you out, Mrs. Tollett, you know, if they came and looked after the baby while you went
Someone
to meetings.
Did, yes.
Mm. Mm.
Yeah.
It must have been quite difficult for you.
It was.
Mm. So, did you walk up over the bridge?
Oh,
then?
Yes. No lamps nor nothing. No lights.
Mm.
I've had many a bruise in a blackout gone into something or other. Yeah.
So you used to walk all the way up to Upper Wolcott?
Yeah, wait a minute. We're getting on a bit far. You want to know for the war, don't you?
Yeah, that's right. Yes.
Well, the hall wasn't built when we started our institute. Of course it wasn't, because as I told you, and you say you know I'm right, the institute started about it.
That's right.
Well, sometimes we had a meeting in the chapel schoolroom here. Sometimes we had it up in a little room up at the school up there. And another time we had it in a little room. All those places have been made nice now. A little room which was called the church room up in the churchyard.
Mm.
We had to have our meetings where we could get a place at that time. And then when the village hall was finished and that, of course, we had it in there because it didn't belong to the council, of course, or anything. The village people built it and got the money for it.
Mm.
And so it was our village hall, because there was nothing else where you could go for interest then.
Mm.
Of course, that's going back a long way.
Yeah, well, yes.
Yeah.
Yes. But was there any buying and selling at the meeting when you first went there? Did they have a table and things for sale at all? Or a market? Or anything like that?
Not in that, not at that size they do today.
Hmm.
No. We, no, I don't think we did. We had to get going, you see, in a small way.
Hmm. Hmm.
But as we got on a year or that and better, so much of their money had to go to the Federation. Of course, mind you, we only paid about 2 shillings or 2 and 6 shillings subscription.
Yes.
Do you know what we pay now?
No.
Over £3.
Do you really? Yes.
Yeah.
But, you know, if you had some spare vegetables from your garden, would you take them up there and sell them then, or not?
We did, but that was a long time after the war. Mm. We never got going to that extent. We was interested, but we didn't get going to that extent.
Mm.
We used to have the, you know, we had a committee, and we used to meet, and we used to have a lot of drama. There were some jolly good actors among us then. We used to enjoy that.
Mm.
But believe me, they don't have none of it now.
Because there's no radio then, was there? I mean, you had to make your own
entertainment. That's what I say. We had to make our own interests and amusements.
Mm.
And we'd have some games. We used to have a recreation time, about 20 minutes in the middle of the meeting, which we don't have now.
Mm.
And we had games or a bit of folk dancing and old time dancing.
And singing? A bit of
and
singing?
They never went in for singing much in that time.
Mm.
Funny enough, they didn't. We never had a choir, but we had a topping drama section.
Mm.
They always used to give me the silly parts to do. What they took me for.
Did you have a lot of talks and lectures and things like that?
Not so many then, no.
Mm. Mm.
Well, look, you're out here, all of it's down here, you know. I don't see what's
fine. You join in at
no,
all,
No, we didn't have no men then.
You weren't. They weren't allowed to come?
No, we don't have them. Well, we don't have men, no, we do it, they do it at the Christmas party, but not to join Institute.
Mm. Mm.
Or if we have a special a person to speak or that, they can invite friends or men.
Mm.
We've got some very old ones here.
But I wondered, supposing you had a play with a man's part in it, was a man allowed to act?
No, we dressed up as men. We didn't have no men at all. This is going back when you warned us.
That's right, yes.
Yeah.
But
and our Christmas party at Christmas, we had smashing party. We used to have roast beef and ham, plum pudding, mince pies, and the Lord knows what. Do you know what we paid for it?
A shilling?
No, about 2 shillings.
Yes, really. Mm. Mm. Once a year.
That's it.
Mm.
And then we had we used to usually have games, a bit of dancing and games, which everybody could join in.
Mm.
We had, but let me tell you, it was all, some of it was hot, and all laid out, and all that stuff that needed washing up, which I can assure you was like that, was pushed in the kitchen, and a lot of the committee used to go out the next morning and wash it up. We did work hard.
Mm.
And we had, course we've always had, at the evening meeting, we've always had a cup of tea or refreshments. We used to have a cup of tea and sandwiches and cake and all the lot of it. But for about sixpence. But now, you're lucky you get a cup of tea and a couple of biscuits.
Right.
For about, what is it, 2 and 6 pence.
Mm. Mm. Why is that, do you think?
Oh, that, wow, Nandy, you ask, where's the money coming from?
Well, you say people are better off now.
Yes. So why they are, but they it all depends where they want to spend it. They're not going to an institute party to spend it there.
Mm.
And besides, we used to have a very, over the years, we got a very big institute. Ooh. I don't think I'm wrong in saying over 100.
Oh, yeah.
In fact, it got too big, we had to stop the membership.
Really?
Now, we've come down to, if we average 50, that's as much.
Why has it come down, Mrs. Tollett, do you think?
Well, there again, it's very stupid of people. I don't expect to be more brainy than the rest. But people expect something for nothing. And they know what things cost, don't they?
So they won't do the work, you think?
Well, they don't do the work. They have it catered for, and they think they can get it. Well, I haven't been the last few years because I didn't think much of their entertainment or their party at all, so I'll be honest. I think they had a party catered for this time. It cost over £3. I ask about it, mind you, I'm always interested. And all they had was cold meat and salad and a trifle. And they had wine, which they had to pay for themselves.
So you had...
They had somebody to cater for it. People are apt to forget. It's not the immediate food or thing you pay for, there's all the overheads, isn't there?
Yeah. Mm.
I can't understand people where they don't want to think about it, but that's what makes a lot of things dear, isn't it?
Oh yes, the labour and the overheads. But when you went to the Christmas party, did the men come to that?
Oh yes, we when we got on a bit and could afford it, that only used to be 2 shillings or 2 and 6pence, and the latter part I went, it was £1.
Really? Yeah.
But that, I mean, that was all right. But yes, you could take a friend or your husband.
Mm.
Yeah.
So it was a good time, wasn't it?
It was. Then. I'm speaking about your time that you're interested
in. The early days, yes, yes, yes. What about getting to the meetings? Didn't the men come with you in the dark to go to the meetings?
Nobody never come in the dark with us. We went off on our own if we got nobody else to go with.
You all went together, did you? From Lower Wolvercote?
No.
Didn't you? You went on your own?
Yeah.
Really?
If you didn't see anybody, you couldn't mess about with people. And I was nearly all, a good many of the years, I'm not saying it to brag, but because people wouldn't have their jobs. A good many years I was on the committee and I was in the kitchen all the war, and that was most difficult, keeping rations back for the next month.
Well, rationing must have made it all very difficult, I think.
Believe me, I did my bit for Walcott Institute, and others did, but with them,
so
we
did
worked
you,
hard.
Did you make friends there? Was that the main attraction for
I can be friendly with anybody, as you can see. I like them.
You like people?
I like people. I like people. I never had no trouble. I mean, that's why I never waited for anybody to go with her, that, because I always met plenty of people there. And on outings, we used to have some nice outings.
Yes, did you go to the coronation thing in 1937? Did you go on that? You went on a bus, didn't you, to Edgware Road, and then
coach?
Yeah, a coach, yes.
Yes, I went and saw the coronation.
Did you?
We've had some lovely outings, but nobody wants outings now. They can't get an outing up for anything.
What did you do when you went to the coronations in 1937?
Well, they took us all round the decorations, and then we went somewhere. Well, it took us all our time, because we got to get up to London. And you didn't get up there so quick then as you do today.
Well, you had to go through High Wycombe and all that.
Yeah, there wasn't all the by roads and the bypasses. And
So it took you about 2 hours to get there?
Yeah, quite.
Yes.
Yeah. And we went all round and saw all the decorations. And then we went somewhere and had a meal. And got almost between 7 and 8. Oh, we had some. Another time we go up to the Houses of Parliament, go over them. I don't think there's many places I haven't been over in big places in London, you know, like that.
Then you used to go to Weymouth, didn't you, sometimes?
Oh, we used to go to lots of seaside places. We had, well, really, Institute was a pleasure then. We were all very happy and everybody took an interest. But you can't compare it with today.
Was it mainly Upper Wolvercote people, or was it everybody?
Well, you see, it was everybody. But then, as I told you, lots of those people, crowds that belong there, have all passed on.
I wonder why you didn't have an Upper Wolvercote branch and a Lower Wolvercote branch, you see, because it's so big.
Well, you couldn't do that.
Couldn't you?
In those days, they only let the really country have institutes.
Ah, yeah.
But now, they've opened it more. If you belong to a town outside, you can have an institute.
Whiteham had one, didn't they?
Yes, and it fell through. They've joined ours now. They've come to ours. Yeah. They couldn't keep it going. Of course, it's jolly, especially today, it's ever so expensive to belong to the institute because the Federation takes so much of the money.
Yes, yes, yes.
Oh, they take three parts of it.
Yes, yes.
And what we do now, it wasn't so difficult in the old days. I don't go in the winter time. But what they have to do now is get something up to get their extra money to keep it going. Well, it got to the extent of that last year, was it the president we have now? She said if they didn't sort of come up to the scratch a bit more and help with things, they'd have to shut it.
Tell me who the people were there. Do you remember? Can you tell me who Miss Dumerick was it?
Dumerick.
Who was she then?
Well, she was a lady, lived at a farm in the upper village. You don't know Walker, do you know it?
Not very well, no.
No, well. They call it the estate. Up opposite the church, the school side. She had a very big house up there, and she had a companion. And she took a big interest in the institute. She got up several plays. She got up Midsummer Night's Dream and plays like that. But there again, now we come to another point. In the summer, a lot of these people that were on the committee and presidents used to invite us to their gardens to meetings. And we paid there for our tea. We used to have our tea there and have really pleasant meetings in the gardens. And they got some nice gardens, these people.
So was it run by these rich people then?
No, anybody could go. You don't call, I'm not rich and never was. No.
They just helped now and again.
They just helped. They got interested and come along. And of course we have proper voting to vote committee and presidents, etc. on it. Oh no, I don't know that anybody was rich.
No.
They were people a bit better off than most, but nobody was rich. And they really did help out. They were generous, you know what they could afford. Oh, lots of gardens we used to go to in the summer. Well, there's none of that now.
Was she a churchwoman, Mr.
Merrick? Yes. Yeah.
What sort of person was she? Was she a very educated woman, or?
Oh, yes, yes.